Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Right. What's happening? Oh, it's just going really fast because it's spread out along.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, it's weird.
So everything's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, thanks for finally showing up to your one job.
One job.
One whole
the
fucking
only
job.
Thing you have to do all day, every day.
You slept in, fired.
So you can see that spot on my hand where, do you see that?
Yes.
That's where I had a wart bandage over my hand.
When you got your spray tan?
Yeah, no, I put it on afterwards, but just as, like, slowly freezing the wart off, basically.
Oh.
I thought about just being, like, scrubbing my hands while we recorded, but I thought it might be on the recording,
yeah,
so I decided not to.
Probably pass that.
Yeah, you know, but whatever. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello. We're back again for another week or episode.
Episode, yeah, but it has been a week.
It has been a week.
What's your excuse, the podcast?
Oh, you never told me what you were going to tell me last week. Ryan told me, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you talk about today?
No. What? Today? What? No. I'm talking about last week. You said
yes,
that you
but
were...
also today.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Last night.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Kiki, you cannot be over here like this.
Just lay down.
I'm worried.
Be a good little bitch.
Oh, God. Go sleep, bitch.
Go sleep, bitch. That's right. Shout out Contemporary Eric.
Oh, my God.
My favorite YouTube video.
Yeah, so we show up to Caitlin's house. She's on what I assume her second bottle of wine.
No, it was my first glass. I was just finishing it off.
Was it like
a second
glass bottle?
Yeah.
Okay. So we show up and Caitlin tells Kiki, the cat, to go to sleep, bitch.
Go to sleep, bitch.
And then starts asking us if we've seen this contemporary dance with Eric.
Yes.
And then shows it to us.
Yes, they loved it. Loved every second.
I cried.
It's life-changing if you've never seen it.
It really is.
But it is a fantastic dance video.
Also,
I know all of it.
Big news today, aside from your secret that you just told me, we have Ryan back.
Yay!
One episode only.
Say hello, bitch.
Say it loud, because there's a mic.
Put your face
on.
Don't
wave.
Yeah, they can't see that.
Say it. Put your face near the mic. I can't move the mic. You know the rules.
He's getting stage fright.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
You think it'll pick that up?
Probably. It will.
He did get pretty close.
He got very close.
Good job, bud.
So,
I'm just kidding. You're not fired. I take it all back.
Okay.
Or do I?
Who knows?
Dun, dun, dun.
Side
Stay tuned.
I was going to tell you, along with... Okay, real quick. I have been doing spray tans at my gym. And just to fill you guys in, my hands were very orange today. So I went over to Ulta and got these, like, little sponges that are supposed to remove them. I'm pretty sure they're just, like, Mr. Clean Magic erasers that I'm scrubbing my hand with.
Are they shaped like a heart, though?
But, yeah.
Oh, so that makes it all different.
That makes it a beauty product.
Yeah.
So, also, I was like, what am I going to do to keep this fucking spray tan off of my fucking palms? And so I just bought those mitts that people use to, like, wipe the tan on you, like, for the self-tanner. And I was like, I'm just going to have to wear these fucking mitts into the tanning booth.
White hands?
Have these white-ass hands.
Damn.
That's the only solution other than, like, taping hair nets to my hands.
Or you could just hold your boobs so that way your boobs stay pretty white and they got some cool handprint shirts on. So your palms don't get it, but the tops of your hands do.
I think I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay, that seems like a pretty...
The other option is to just duct tape my palms. Just tape up my palms. I'll be in the tanning room for quite a while.
They're like, ma'am, you can't bring duct tape in there.
Ma'am, you have to leave.
Watch me.
Yeah. Ma'am, get the fuck out. So, how was your week?
Well, pretty great. I've got a fun excuse to tell you at the end of this.
Oh, okay.
Or I could start with it. I don't know.
It's up to you, friend.
Okay, well, so...
I feel like if you wait till the end, it's going to be forgotten.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I have this friend that I'm, like, talking to, kind of. I don't know what the hell's going on. Get your sponge out. But, anyways, he stayed with me this last weekend. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying no names.
Okay.
But just saying things got a little hot and heavy. And I left some marks all over this boy. He looks like a motherfucking goddamn Dalmatian.
Oh,
like,
God. Kaylin, what are you, in high school?
I am. No. Oh. He just, it was like 2 seconds, though. And, like, this boy, like, bruised way the fuck to high heaven. And I was like, damn, what did I do to you? Anyways, this motherfucker went home.
Right.
He's like, who is this? No, you know.
Okay.
Anyways, went home and... saw his mom, and she was like...
Excuse me?
Okay, he's living at home right now.
Okay.
Go on. Not permanent. And she goes, what's on your neck there? And he goes, Caitlin and I went on a hike, and I got poison ivy.
I swear to God.
And I said, please tell me, for the love of God, your mom is not that stupid.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no, she didn't believe that shit for a second. And I was like, good. But... That's a good one. Good excuse, so I am going to use it. As in it will never work, but like...
Yeah, no, but it'll get people to like laugh it off and then not ask and not follow up.
Yeah, because then she was just like, yeah, okay, sure, and left it alone. And now they're gone.
Well, that's good.
What?
So...
Yeah.
Oh, good. So, good just for that. You, whoever you are.
Who you are.
With
I got full permission to read this.
Oh, well, that's good. To read this.
Read this from my brain.
Yeah, to read this from my memory.
Well, I am in high school.
Well, okay. It's weird they teach high schoolers then.
Just kidding, but the parents all think that I'm in high school. They look at me and they go, oh, shit, I thought that was one of you. That's your teacher? And I go, hello, I am of legal age.
Good.
Wait, are you taking a photo of me right now? I look like shit.
We have to take photos. We need to become more active. How are we going to get fans? We're not.
Well, take photos of only
Megan. Stop everything. I just realized who
this is my
reviewed us with thoughts and prayers.
Who? What? Who said thoughts and prayers?
Someone. Thoughts spelled T-H-O-T-S.
Tots.
Thoughts. Like that hoe over there.
That hoe. How did we get there? Where's my podcast app?
Yeah, that's what thought is. Ryan's asking questions. You can't hear him because he's not on a mic. Because
he's a...
Because you guys haven't donated to our non-existent Patreon.
Oh, my God. Pretty okay.
Pretty okay. That was the other thing. Yeah, I was going to send that to you.
I haven't seen it. I got a fucking rag in my nose. Okay, thank God.
So, anyways, ooh, that's a rough picture.
Ryan, you're fired.
Ryan, let me see. Oh, man. I thought, oh, no, that's bad.
That's genuine laughter.
That.
Anyways, y'all will never see that, so
no.
Have fun imagining what the hell we're talking about.
So, do you want to go ahead and jump into what we're talking about?
Let's just get right to, was your week okay? I didn't ask.
Yeah, it was pretty good. What did I do this week? I'm realizing that I need to be photo ready for everything.
Shit, well, I am not. I left work in a like complete state of self-loathing.
Cool.
And so I was like, I should probably work out. And then I ran real fast because I was scared running through my ghetto-ass neighborhood.
Good.
That makes you run real fast.
Yeah.
And ran. And then I...
what?
Then I worked out. And then I ate a shit ton of stir-fry. So I completely counteracted it. But
that's okay, though.
Now I'm drinking wine, so...
Well, that's good for your heart.
That is.
Just like cardio. See? Look
just,
at that.
The amount of wine I drink is probably also bad for my liver. So...
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's what I was going to tell you also. Okay, so, you know that dumbass Momo thing that's going around on Facebook?
Momo?
Yeah.
No.
It's like this, like, creepy thing that's on YouTube and, like, kids are looking at it. It's just really creepy. So,
fun.
I'll show you a picture of it real quick.
Do you want to see, have you seen those things where it's like, you as a dog?
On yes. Facebook?
Do you want to see me as a dog?
I was a Shih Tzu with pigtails.
It's pretty spot on.
That is. So, you're going to be, it's creepy, okay? This Momo thing we'll is creepy, it. Okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Have you seen
okay.
it, Ryan?
I scrolled past it and said, don't want to fucking know what that okay. is.
So I did, and I like read it all and all of that. And oh, I have like a fingerprint like, on my Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. Number one crush over there.
That's right.
My boy.
So,
sexy as fuck.
He does like
crazy shit, you know.
It's just bad now.
Hold on, I hold it.
So basically, it's this like weird YouTube thing. I'm sure you've all heard about it by now. But so last night, I went to sleep.
Oh, God,
it's
I made it
just
worse.
It's like...
I hate myself.
It's this like weird thing on YouTube that like... so you know how there's... You might not know.
No.
There's like a kids YouTube app.
Oh, yeah. I just found that out the other day.
So apparently someone is like going into these like kids shows on that kids YouTube and adding this Momo character...
That looks like
and
that?
Like, yeah. And, like, telling kids, like, to kill themselves. Like, it's, like, dangerous. Like, people do fucked up shit on that kid's YouTube thing. Apparently.
There needs to be some higher security on there.
Yeah. So.
That would fuck me up as a kid.
It fucked me up at 29 years old.
Yeah.
Last night I had nightmares.
I'm pretty fucked up from that.
Ryan left to go to work.
I'm staying at y'all's house.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I am. We don't have company.
I'm going to stay there.
So, Ryan went to work. I woke up, like, a little bit. And then I went back to sleep, and I kept having the same nightmare. That, like, do you want me to tell it to you?
Yes.
Okay.
We're already balls deep in this.
Good. So, basically, it was that I was, like, staring at this white screen with, like, a sentence. And, like, on the period, it, like, kept, my mind kept, like, zooming in on the period. And then it was just her.
Nope.
Like, ah! And I, like, it freaked me the fuck out. I couldn't sleep. I woke up at 7:30. And, like, Ryan knows this. I know that's not early to y'all. Fuck you guys. But I also don't go to sleep until, like, 2:30.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm awake.
So,
by
like,
no,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So, like, I wake up at
3:40.
4:10.
I'm not ever that late.
I woke up and like I woke up at 7:30 and I like tried to go back to sleep, but I just couldn't because I was like, I'm gonna have this fucking nightmare again. And so it just like fucked me up. So like if you're a friend of mine and you share that shit on Facebook, fucking stop. I get it, it's bad.
Yeah,
just,
literally
like,
saw it like
I'm done.
While we were trying to discuss what to do, I was scrolling through and I saw that face and I said,
Yeah.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
No.
And then it made me sad because it was like telling kids kill themselves and I was like,
Yeah.
That's fucked up. So it's like you're watching your fucking little...
You're watching Peppa the Pig. Bitch.
I fucking hate that bitch so much. Oh, you love her.
No, I just love the one where she wants to whistle. And she calls Lammy. Or whatever,
like
sheep or whatever.
Yeah,
and she's like,
Baba.
How do you whistle? Oh, like this? And she's like... And Peppa Pig's face just like... Click.
I related to Peppa the Pig so much.
Die.
I can't whistle.
Yeah. I can't whistle well.
You just whistle pretty well.
I mean, well enough, but like, I once told my niece I couldn't whistle, and then I did
better.
It one day. No, I did. I like whistled. I was like, oh yeah, we were talking about Peppa Pig, and I was like, well, and then like Lammy or Sheepy, whatever the fuck, Baba.
Baba.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I have
like,
no idea.
Okay, fuck you.
Say shit with confidence.
So I was telling my niece, and I was like, so she's just like, and my niece was so excited. She was like, oh my gosh, sis, you did it. You whistled. And I was like, oh my God. Like, she was so excited for me. It was the best thing. Anyways.
That was good.
So I had a pretty good week.
Good.
That didn't happen this week, Momo, but whatever. Momo
and whistling.
Yeah, Momo, nightmares, whistling. All my around favorites. Good week.
Well, I guess we should just get right in. This comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or comes out on the 1st. No, I'm sorry. It comes out on the 28th. I don't know my math or days.
I'm concerned that you think calendars are math.
I don't use them, so.
Cool.
Anyways, the 1st is Friday. It is the next day. So, correct. As most good of math. Us, most, yay! As most of us hardworking adults have to do, we have to pay rent on the 1st.
True.
Is that what we're still doing? I hope to God.
No, it's whatever you picked out.
I don't remember what I picked out.
Let me see your phone.
No, I want to do the rent one.
Well, I have to find it then.
Okay, find it.
Okay, so we definitely are prepared. We have a list.
Always. We don't figure this shit out right before we record or while we're recording.
Yeah.
I guess I missed some sort of memo, probably 3 glasses in.
Yeah, you missed a memo that you wrote.
I don't remember what I said.
What you said was, we're going to do this one because I liked the 1st one.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And then you told me nothing else about it. Nothing else. Ryan remembers. He can corroborate this story. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Okay, we're going to have to put a filter on my face because I'm red as fuck, like a little tomato. And I got some like weird teen acne going on.
Okay, so
Benjamin Button over here and fucking Agent backwards.
We're going to talk about missing rent. This is
yeah. So don't do this, bitches. But if you have to use one of these,
this is from a blog.
Yeah, blogs
called Karen's Perspective. Thank you, Karen.
Dumb. I used to have a blog.
Okay,
it's bad.
So now we have an audio blog. It's just a podcast.
Oh, okay. I was like, where? I need to stop drinking. But I won't.
I'm going to smack that fucking glass out of your hand. Okay. So, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. All right. I went into that whole, I got so passionate.
There you go.
About this. Oh, you don't have a pop socket.
I'm sorry.
I've gotten so used to it.
Don't get my phone wet.
So this one says, I had a flat tire, so I can't pay my rent because I can't get to your office. And I'm like, okay, sure. But also maybe where the fuck are you? You can pay your rent online most days. That's what I do.
That's true.
And then my apartment, now my leasing office is not within walking distance.
So it depends on if you're
very scary parts of town.
Yeah. It depends on if you're working directly with an owner as a tenant.
Yeah.
Or if you're working with like a property management company.
Well, I mean, if you're working with an owner, I feel like they just show up to your house. They'd be like, give me the fucking rent then.
Yeah.
If you use that, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Somebody told me they can't get to my office and they can't pay their rent. I'd be like,
yeah,
listen here. Knock, 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 knock.
Give me your rent. I like this one. It says, I just got out of jail, so I didn't work last week.
Don't you get paid while you're in there?
No. What?
Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
I'm very concerned. I did look to Ryan just to make sure I wasn't insane.
I mean, I think you can work.
Yeah.
Like, but you get paid like
shit.
2 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right.
My nose. My allergies are really messing up.
We have allergy medicine.
I took some.
Okay.
Well, this one's good. My power bill is too high. Can you lower my rent? Can you lower your goddamn AC?
Yeah.
That works.
Well, don't lower it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
use it less.
The heater.
Turn your lights off when you leave your fucking house.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't leave the TV running for 24 hours straight. Don't fall asleep with it on.
Yeah.
Me. But.
Well.
And Ryan. Ryan's pointing to himself.
That's true.
Right out there.
That's true. He does. I had to use the money to fill up my gas tank or I couldn't get to work. How much gas does your car take?
Well, they obviously
how much
drive a
is
tank.
Your rent?
Or they drive a fucking goddamn, what are they called? Oh, I was just going to say like a warship.
I want you guys to know Ryan whispered Hummer to try and help her out.
That too.
He said,
the banks are closed by the time I get off work, so I can't get your cash.
Okay. Why are you paying rent in cash?
Yes. Also, I can't talk because I do not always have like cash ready for my rent on the first. Like, I have to wait till I get paid on the first.
Yeah.
But like, also, if you're waiting, if you have to go pull out cash, at least I can go deposit my check and then pay my rent online. Well, like a fucking normal ass person. But if you're having to go like pull out cash, maybe just save some cash.
Hey, here's another fun development. ATM machines.
Yes.
Well, ATMs. It's not machine. But ATMs exist.
And that's ATM machine.
Well, AT machine machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At machine machine. Hey, kill me.
So, yeah. Like, ATMs are a thing. And you can get cash. If you insist on paying your rent in cash.
You're fucking weird.
For some fucking reason, go to an ATM. Get the cash.
Get that cash money.
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Are you gonna eat your whole sweater? Ryan's just
I'm sorry,
his
babe.
I
love you.
You can eat your sweater. I tissue up my nose for half of this, so you're fine.
If I pay you, I can't pay my other bills.
Heard that.
I can't hate on you for that.
Yeah, that's, I'd be like, one thing has got to suffer.
That's my life.
So, but typically I don't choose rent to be that one. I don't pay other bills so I can pay my rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if I have to choose between, I don't know, I mean, I need water and electricity, but like, I guess internet.
But I have to have a house to
live
first.
I need internet.
To even have any of those things.
Well, that's true.
Ooh, fun. The church was going to give me the money to catch up, but they haven't given it to me yet. Well, there's your first mistake. I'm just joking. Or am I?
Listen.
No.
I don't think they usually just hand out money.
Actually.
Do they?
They do.
Well, because I know
they'll do,
like,
was in, they would be like, here's a fucking envelope filled with cash. It was tithe and offerings.
Well, yeah. That's nice.
Like, here's $1,000. Go put a down payment on a new car for you or something.
That's very nice. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they just hand it to anybody.
No,
but
it's like someone that they've prayed for and they think
and
that they're well
work.
Deserving. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess these people, Jesus said they don't need this money no more. They're not deserving because they're liars.
All right. We're not getting into a religious conversation today.
Jesus said, you can't pay your rent. That's my next excuse.
Here's one.
I can't make
my
rent.
God.
Jesus said I can't.
Here's one
I
like.
My religion.
I don't like to drive in the rain.
Same.
That, like, no, you don't get to not pay rent because you don't want to fucking drive in the rain.
Pay that shit online.
Caitlin, a lot of these could be avoided by paying it online.
Bitches.
But,
again,
maybe they're paying their rent instead of having internet because you need a house to live in before you can have all of those other things.
That's true. Those are my own words.
See?
Wow,
that's
so
right.
Wise.
Turned it around on you. That's right. Next.
Yay. Ooh, okay, this is the first one that I saw. How many more days until it's really late? Which is,
the
I've
second.
Also been there. Third was what it was for my long, like, the longest time when I was in college.
Caitlin, did you ever pay rent on time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
And then now, here, if you don't pay rent on the first, you, like, get an eviction notice the next day. And it's like, okay, that's dumb. That's really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, have at least a little bit longer of a grace period, but whatever.
What if it's, like, a weekend?
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay, cool.
You still, like, get an eviction notice, like, the next day.
Cool. Definitely. Neat.
Okay, cool. Here you go. And it's like, what?
I took my daughter to the mall. And?
You could have stopped by the office on the way there.
Did you spend all of your money at the mall on your daughter? Or is this just an excuse as to why you... Oh, my God. As to why you didn't have time to bring my money to me.
Yeah, that's an open-ended excuse.
Yeah.
Lots to the...
There are a lot of questions.
Interpret
a lot of things to unload there.
So, If you've ever used that with all your daughters, let us know.
All of your daughters.
I was in a coma. In parentheses, it says, yes, someone actually said this to us. I wonder if they said it to them while they were in a coma. Or they came
Excuse
back.
Excuse me?
If they woke up, like, at 12:01 on the 2nd, and they were like, oh, sorry, I was in a coma.
Sorry, my bad. I feel like, no, some of these, it's, like, hard to make fun of, because it's, like,
what if I don't you know, like, what if it's coma? Real?
Yeah. That's why I've been kind of picking and choosing.
Nope, not me.
Here's one that I like a lot, because it has some merit, but not really. You can't evict me for 30 days anyway. And that's because it takes, like, you have to go to, like, eviction court and all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Realtor.
Oh, yeah, not me.
Yeah. Well,
you know. I should buy clothes.
I don't do rentals. I just know things about it.
La-da-da-da.
Like, if they refuse to leave, then you have to, like, send them a notice, you have to give them this, you have to do that, and then you have to go to eviction court, and it's a whole big ass process.
That sounds messy.
I don't know, I've never done it.
Me neither. Ooh, this one's fun. I gave the money order to my friend, and they told me they brought it by. Don't trust no one. Can't trust your friends, can't trust anything.
And I don't trust you.
That's right.
I'll believe you.
Me?
No.
No, the you. Person.
Yeah, the person.
Yeah, yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, no.
You're also, okay, at least have the friend drive you there to do it, because then that friend probably just pocketed your cash, if you were that stupid to actually give it to them and expect them to deliver it.
Yeah, but, like, again, this can all be avoided if you stop paying your rent in cash.
And pay
Get
online.
A fucking money order.
Or check.
Yeah, anything. This is one that just, it's just a flat out fucking lie. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to your landlord. We'll be able to pay 2 months rent next month.
Yeah, no.
No, you won't.
I can hardly afford my rent.
Yeah.
That month. I do not want to pay it twice.
Yeah, no.
In the same paycheck. That would be my entire paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life. Hard pass.
Yeah.
We want to wrap it up?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, this one's fun. So we were talking about how they... If they were going to get out cash, they should just go to the ATM.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go buy an ATM, which is, like, again, pay your fucking rent online. But.
Guys, did you know you can pay your rent online? Caitlin, how do you pay your rent?
I don't know.
Online or in person?
Actually, I Venmo it. Oh, and then someone else pays it for me.
You have a friend drop it off?
Yep, I have a friend drop it off.
Good.
Yep. Nah, it's because I was like an add-on to this lease. I was the side project, they built me onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm the garage apartment.
Oh, this is the last one.
I do really live here.
So, this one is good.
I'm a secret.
Just a stowaway in this place.
Fit a lot here.
It says, I didn't know it was due again already. Bitch, it's always due. It's every always month. Due. Same day every month.
On the first.
It's due.
That's right.
Just count on it. Always.
I didn't know it was due again already. Oh, I mean, with this month, like February, it does seem like I just paid my rent last week.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
But it feels like it. I pay my rent on the first.
Good for you. Do you pay it online?
Yes.
Oh.
No, I told you I Venmo it.
So.
Do you have any fun excuses anyone's given you?
No, people don't like me. Let's I'm not likable.
I did read one that I said. Oh, okay, update. Mark hasn't completely gone away yet.
Oh, neat.
He must be like some sort of hella anemic. Is that a thing?
What, hella anemic? I don't think that's the medical term.
I'm pretty sure that is. Doctor comes in.
Hi.
Hate to break it to you. You're hella anemic. Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Secret Name.
Dr. Secret Name would totally deliver news like that. He'd be like, well, yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, you are. I don't think anyone gave me really many excuses. Okay, here, let me just briefly tell one about someone that I knew.
Okay. Do you still... Are they
dead? I still know them. They're not dead.
Sorry.
To me. No.
Oh, okay.
No. We'll just say that this person came into work one day, decided they didn't know what they were supposed to do at all, and for 2 hours sat on their phone instead. No. And so for 2 hours, they sat there on their phone instead of actually doing the work because they didn't know what to do, even though it was literally typed out in a pamphlet. And then also, we had told that, or someone had told that person, like 20 times what you're supposed to do. So that's a fun excuse. Don't ever come into work and then use your telephone for 2 hours straight and say it's because you don't know what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could tell you lots of excuses people have given at Starbucks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tell one. Wait, Ryan, I want you to tell.
Guest episode. Tell us what your favorite excuse
is. I want Ryan to tell us.
Yes, 100%.
My favorite excuse, or one of my favorite out of the two. I'm going to give him an option, but I'm going to do it visually. Or...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do it.
There are some really great ones. So I'm going to stand up. Let Ryan take over my mic.
I'm going to sit here.
That's right.
Let me see if I know this one. Do I?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
You're on.
All right. Let's get your mouth real close.
All right.
That's what I know.
We're getting abusive. Yeah, so I've heard several excuses. I guess you want me to tell one of the two that you signaled me to tell you?
That is correct.
There were some fun hand moves.
Yeah. Do you have like a preference on which one you want?
She did one first.
You want that
one?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Okay, so... So I was working, and someone didn't show up for work.
Big surprise.
So we were wondering where this person was. And pretty soon after, we were like, oh, we need to call this person and see where they're at. We got a call from their kid.
What?
Yeah. So their kid called and said, you know, they're not coming today. And I was like, okay. Is everything okay? And the little kid said, no, my...
Oh, I'm so scared to see where this is going.
My mom got her nose bit off.
This was gonna go in cocaine overdose way.
No, not cocaine overdose.
Why? What?
Why would we be laughing this hard?
Well, I mean, maybe you can survive an overdose still.
Yeah, you could.
I still wasn't thinking of this funny.
I don't.
Oh.
I was pretty.
Yes, I did.
I was pretty surprised by that. I'd never heard that one before. So I said, oh. So I don't really know the full story.
Oh God.
But they didn't quit working there. They showed up later and
with a fully intact nose.
Yeah, I guess they sewed that piece back on. I don't know.
You said they had a bandage.
Yeah, well, yeah. They had like stitches.
Like stuff. The tip of their nose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Was my dog rough. Or a human?
This was a human. So
a human bit the nose off, though?
That's right. But, yeah. I mean, that's...
Biting got a little too rough during sex.
I don't think it was that.
No.
I'm just trying to make it a little lighter.
You want to jump to some just passionate lovemaking where you bite someone's nose off, but unfortunately...
I do that every day.
What, every day?
Yes. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. You have warrants, if that's the case. You got warrants out.
Warrants. Oh, they said you got one, so I was like, wow, so little.
Okay. Well, anyway, glad I could be your little guest spot on an excuse I've heard.
Yay! Great job, first guest.
Yes.
Good. People have heard.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then.
Look at that.
Do a lightning round him?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
What is that? No.
What is that?
All right, Caitlin's going to explain it.
Okay, so we're going to give you some excuses.
Are you in on this too?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to share this mic?
Yep.
Get your faces real close. Okay. We're going to give you some excuses, and then, or some reasons, and you got to tell us what excuse you would use to get out of it. Is this still going?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope y'all heard all the shuffles.
I'm not really good with excuses, though.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see what shit-ass things you come up with.
Yup.
Yay!
All right.
You want to go?
Well, let's just start with the excuses we heard today. You're late on rent.
I'm never late on rent.
All right, fuck you! You're bad at this game.
Yeah, this sucks.
All right, Caitlin.
Let's see. Have you ever gotten out of going to a friend's birthday party? No, I'm just joking. You've come to all mine.
Okay, bye.
Did you ever get out of an excuse for going to... Did you use an excuse for getting out of going to someone's birthday?
Yeah, that's actually a dangerous question because I feel like Megan's going to chime in with a time that maybe people didn't show up to her birthday party.
No, I don't care about those people anymore. Go on. Tell me.
Wait, what happened?
They were playing Dungeons and Dragons instead of attending my 27th birthday party.
I heard that.
And I was told, we will not cancel Dungeons and Dragons for your birthday because we've had this planned. Well, just so everyone knows,
my birthday's been planned for
27 fucking years, okay? That's okay. I only care about one of those people anymore. So go on about your birthday party excuse.
I mean, I made excuses to get out of birthday parties, but... They're not really any good.
Were you three? Was it you couldn't jump?
No, my parents would be making excuses for me then.
Oh. No, I was full of them at three.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. Probably was, though.
No, probably just the usual. Like, whatever. Blame somebody else. That's a popular one for me.
Throw someone else under the bus real
quick. Are you blaming me for birthdays you don't want to go to?
Yeah, all the time.
Every time he wants to do something, he's like, oh, Megan can't, so I can't.
Just so you guys know, if he tells you that, it's a lie.
It's a lie. Hey, kitty.
Okay, speeding ticket. Do you ever get out of, like, do you ever make excuses for, like, why you're speeding? Really?
I don't either.
Oh, my God.
They
come
and they go, do you know why I pulled you over? And I go, no. Oh, fucking really? They're like, miss, you are going 30 miles over the speed limit. And I'm like, yeah, was I? Uh-huh. I was.
I can tell you two stories about that. I once got pulled over because I was going like 5 over the normal speed limit in a school zone.
Oh, shit.
Like I was going 35 in a school zone. And I didn't realize I think part of me knew like it was still a school zone, but it was like near the end of it. And so the cop pulled me over and he was like, do you know why I pulled you over? It was the first time I'd ever been pulled over. I immediately just start like, and like really milking it. Really just crying. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, it's a school zone. And I was like, I had no idea. I thought it ended back there. And like 5 feet in front of me was a sign that said like end of school zone. And he was like, no, it doesn't end until up there. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And so luckily he was like, it's okay. Calm down. Get yourself together. Go home. And I was like, okay. And then he walked off and I literally looked at the girl I was giving a ride home to. And I was like, anyways, she was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Full of shit.
Yeah.
I love it. No, I've never cried for an officer. Oh. I immediately just sass them.
That's why you get tickets. Defense.
Yeah, I know. I get tickets all the time. I'm not a fake crier, though. I can't do it.
All right, go ask him something.
Let's see. What have you ever...
You can tell us, like, excuses you would use also. Yeah, like, yeah, make some up. Make some
shit up. Okay. If you were going to call into work, what excuse would you use? I fucking hate all of you. Is that what it... That's what it'd be, huh? For those of you that don't know, Ryan and I work together.
Yeah. And I never call in, so trying to think of what I mean, most likely if I call in, it's going to be legitimate. It's not going to be an excuse.
Okay, but what were you...
Excuse me?
She's saying your arm's hurting real bad. Why? You can't work today. Yeah, because that's an excuse we've heard.
Oh. Did we hear that? I've heard so many.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have anxiety. I shit my pants this morning.
I've heard all those.
All of them.
You've heard I shit my pants this morning?
Yeah, you can't get off the
toilet. All right. Oh. That's not true.
No, but okay, if you were gonna, like, what's the one excuse you would pull out if you're like, I ain't dealing with these fuckers today. Fuck them. Not coming in.
I mean, yeah, I would just go with the classic, I'm sick.
You're so boring.
Yeah, I know I'm boring, but the thing is, I never call in, so it'd be really any excuse, the lamest one, is going to work.
They'd be like, okay, you're fine.
It's not like I have to, you know, reach for one.
All right, I got one. I got an idea.
Yeah, I'm bad at this lightning round.
No, I got you. I got you.
I don't.
Okay, maybe. I have a lot more pride in myself than I should here. All right. You have a date set up with this girl. Mm. It's not me. We're not dating. You're not cheating. Because I'll kill you. But, so anyways.
She'll slash your tires with her katanas.
Anywho's. Yeah! So, you tell this girl you'll go on a date with her. And then you're home and you're like, she's really nice, but she is, like, ass ugly. How do you cancel that date?
That's what happens to me every time.
Remember, you have to pay for this girl's dinner and you have no intention of dating her.
How do I get out of dinner?
Out of the date. Out of going on a date with her.
Okay, so I've never been on one.
With her.
So I've never been on a date with her. That's right. I show up to the date.
No. You want to cancel it beforehand.
You realize after you talk to her for a little bit, she's really ugly.
Yeah.
Wow. I love how great of a person I seem like in this scenario.
That's okay.
He would never do this. I'm plenty ugly and he never canceled
a
date.
You are beautiful.
Go on.
I mean, no, to be honest, I'd go through with one date and...
Whenever she called you over and over again?
Yeah, I'd probably ghost. Or I'd probably just be like, I'm not feeling it.
Non-confrontational.
It was just, if I went out on one date, which anybody could do that, I would then use that to be like, well, I didn't really feel any chemistry or something. That's probably what I would say. It'd be an easier letdown than just... Why are y'all laughing?
Because I was saying, like, you're like, I wasn't feeling any chemistry. Also, your face.
Yikes. Yes.
Hard pass.
Now I'm just determined to try and find an excuse that you would ever give.
Yeah.
I'm really logical. I don't really make up a lot of excuses.
Yeah, rub it in.
We have no time for that.
I'm kind of a straight shooter.
I've literally used, like, that I've had to watch a friend's kids before, so I can't go to class. And then I tried to walk there halfway with this baby in a stroller, and I said, I give up. And I walked back home. And then I told the teacher, I said, I tried to get there, but the baby was crying too much. She was perfectly happy. But baby was like, yeah, let's go to class. And I was like, and then everyone was like, oh my God, that's so cute. You have a baby. And I'm like, no, I don't. I've never given birth to anything, and I don't ever intend to.
I think I'm just bad at excuses.
Yeah.
Even at a young age. I got in trouble in fourth grade for telling a kid to go suck his mother's nipple. Because he was acting like a baby, and
my nose just dripped. And
I didn't even come up with, like, when the teacher said, "What'd you say?" I just repeated it instead of, like, coming up with this, like, a different phrase. I just said it again, and yeah, I got in a lot of trouble. I couldn't even come up with a good excuse then. I told him to go suck his mother's nipple. What do you mean?
Go off of that. So one time when I was a kid, I was on the playground and I called this kid a shithead. And I was like, maybe in the second grade. And then the teachers were like, why did you say that? And I was like, well, that's what my mom calls me. She got in so much trouble when she picked me up.
Oh, she was pissed.
She was like, don't you ever say that I call you that again.
You little shithead.
Love you, Mom. But yeah, see, right. I wasn't good at lying then either. But this has been fun. This was. You're boring, so we're going to stop.
Well, we just can't find an excuse that you would give.
Yeah. You're too logical. We ain't got no time for logic.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Only ludicrous.
I'm not ridiculous enough.
Luda. I hate myself too.
Good.
So. All right, shitheads.
All right. Ryan, all right, you're cut off.
You've been cut off. Shitheads. I like this.
So.
Oh, yeah, I guess we do gotta clear.
Yeah, we need to say goodbye.
Yeah.
So, that's it. That's all we got this week.
That's all we got for you.
We'll talk at you guys next week.
If there are any topics you want us to cover.
Let us know.
That, like, you want to hear for something, you know? Yeah, let us know. Or if you have something you need to get out of.
Ask us, yeah. We will come up with an excuse to help you get out of something.
And it's going
to
fucking work.
But after we give you that excuse, you have to report back to us also.
And see how the person reacted and took it.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
You go.
Nope.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. So, if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at What's Your Excuse Podcast. I forgot for a second. What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com. Or on Instagram, What's Your Excuse Podcast, no spaces.
And Facebook, What's Your Excuse Podcast, but that one does have spaces.
And an apostrophe.
And an apostrophe, yes.
So if you guys want to talk to us, talk at us, send us anything.
Tell us how much we suck.
Yeah, we want to hear it all.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't talk shit to us.
I will cry.
Don't do that.
My motto.
Both of us have terrible anxiety. We can't take it.
Cry later. Yeah. I will cry.
We can't take it. Don't do that.
But, you know, just say we're pretty okay.
Yeah,
that'd be fine. We've already had that.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. God damn it.
So, all right. This has been fun.
This has been fun. I like, all right, shitheads.
I do too.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. You were useful for something.
Good job.
I got it from your mom.
Why does this seem like a weird your mom joke?
It is a weird your mom joke. In case you didn't hear that, he said, I got it from your mom.
Yep.
I got it from my mama. Okay, all right, shitheads.
All right, shitheads. Bye.